Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior lacrosse star at Horace Greeley High School, Erica Rosendorf. And it looks like lacrosse, by the way, is the thing right now. I had a lacrosse player last week. So, Erica, congratulations to you on the award.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and honored.
Well, you know what? It's well deserved. I was looking at your nomination letter, and I see that you've had quite a start to the season. Also, we've got with us today your coach, Coach Margaret Sharp. Hi, Coach.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. And I'm glad you're able to join us today. So now your nomination letter is a couple of weeks old when it comes to being updated. But according to it, I see that in your first three games, you had something like 13 goals, an assist, 8 ground balls, 27 draw controls. And I think I've got the update correct there. So, Erica, do explain to me one thing, though, because I don't know lacrosse all that well. For the stats that say ground balls and draw controls, what exactly are they in lacrosse?
So a draw control would basically be after any team scores a goal, just getting, usually it would be a ground ball off of the draw. And more specifically, a ground ball would typically just be like on the defensive end or maybe the offensive end, just the ball down and getting a turnover.
Okay. All right. So basically kind of like a tip off. You're the one that gets the ball. Like if I were doing a basketball reference.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that explains it a little bit easier to Steve. So update me, though. Where are you at now? Obviously, I'm sure there's been a few games since the 18th, which is when this letter was last updated. So how are you all standing right now?
Well, right now, this week, we had two games Monday and Tuesday. We played Hen Hood, and we came out with the win. It was a close one, but I think we definitely played really well. We knew exactly how they were going to come out, so we adjusted. We prepared all the week before as we only had a few games. And in the end, we came out with the win. And it was a low-scoring game because they're definitely very defensive. But we still got in our goals and stopped them. But unfortunately, we played Nyack, and it wasn't our greatest game on Tuesday. They were super fast, like crazy, stronger. They came out way faster. We were ready. We thought we were ready, but it clearly wasn't enough. But we're definitely learning from that, and we're ready to come back with another win. We have a game on Friday tomorrow, senior night, so I'm excited for that.
Okay, well, yes, I mean, that's definitely, the Nyack game is certainly something that you will all learn from, you know, when it comes to, you know, the next time you know that you've got a team you're going to be facing that is stronger and faster, well, you've seen one, so now you have an idea of how to approach that.
Exactly, yes.
Now, I also see that you're a four-year member of the varsity. You were named All-League in 2021 and 22, All-Section in 21 and 22. And also, recently, you scored your 100th goal there at Horace Greeley, and that's a pretty big milestone accomplishment. How did that feel?
I was really excited, and I'm super happy that it was also on our home field because all my grandparents were there and my friends, and I've been waiting for this for so long, so it was a really great opportunity.
That is a heck of an accomplishment and quite a club to be a member of. According to your athletic director, though, you could probably have had a few more goals, but, you know, you've been all teamworky and stuff and passing the ball around, and your athletic director said even your coach on occasion, Coach Sharp, will say, just be selfish every now and then, will you please?
Well, yeah, I definitely think the teamwork aspect, it's really important, and everyone should get their opportunities. So, but it's fun.
Oh, I'm sure. And I also see that you're the captain of the team this season. And most of the winners I have here are captains of their respective squads. And I ask all of them, what is it like to be the captain? And, you know, obviously your play on the field leads by that example. But what's it like from the leadership standpoint and possibly even the mentorship aspect of being a captain? Does that put any pressure on you?
It's definitely a big responsibility that I'm not exactly used to, but we had two really great captains last year who led the team, and I definitely learned from them and took on what they did. I try and do a good balance of being motivational, but also some tough love, a little criticism here and there. Sometimes have to bring the team in and get us focused when we're joking around. But overall, I think that I've been doing an okay job at just gathering everyone and hopefully getting the wins that we're trying to get.
So, well, that was another question I was going to ask you that you've already answered now is, you know, from the folks that you learned from when you were a younger player, what did you bring forward? And obviously, you've just told us now, but have you seen any improvements in the younger players right now, or maybe in the last year or so, that you're particularly proud of, that maybe you had a hand in?
I think maybe in the underclassmen. We have one freshman on the team and a few sophomores, and they came in definitely very nervous, not really confident, maybe a little scared to talk. So I try my best to hype them up, and we try and plan a bunch of team bonding events to get everyone more comfortable. And I definitely see a difference there, less timid on the field and also off.
Well, that's great. That's great. And those team bonding events, they're huge. I mean, I used to do the same thing when I was in high school and when I played baseball. So now I also note, too, that it's not just lacrosse, but you've also been a 4-year varsity player with soccer. You've also been all league there as well. So which came first for you when you were younger? Was it soccer or was it lacrosse?
They both came pretty much at the same time. But soccer definitely used to be my favorite sport. And once I got older, it switched to lacrosse. But I love them both. And I think playing both at the same time is really great because a bunch of the people on the team are the same. But also you can take experiences from soccer and bring it out on the lacrosse field and vice versa.
Which is something, you know, we were talking about last week with the winner I had last week was the same thing. He's a, you know, he's a 3-sport guy. And but he said it's so important. And even the coach said he likes multi-sport players because they can bring aspects of the other sports into the one that may be the emphasis sport, which for you obviously is lacrosse, because that's what you're going to be doing when you go to college. So yeah, I think that is very important. And speaking of that, Georgetown, yay for you that you're going to be going there. That had to be a pretty darn exciting day when you signed that letter of intent.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited to go there. And also my former captain last year, Molly Bruin, is also going there. So I get to play with her again, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, that's great. You've got a welcoming committee waiting for you. Very nice. Now, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Erica, what it's been like to be, you know, to have coached Erica, to see her growth. And then also she said that she's just been, you know, okay at the captainship. Why don't you let me know what you think?
I would say she is definitely more than okay at being the captain. She really does an excellent job. And I have had the pleasure of coaching Erica for a couple of years. And I've coached her on the club side at high school. And I think just watching her, she's always just been like a workhorse, right? Like she will battle for every ground ball. She's been a phenomenal player to watch. But some of my favorite thing about her is watching her become a leader. She was super quiet when I met her and just like really shines on the field. And as a senior now, watching her really finds her voice, helping mentor the younger girls and talking through everything it's been exciting to watch and really fun.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior lacrosse star at Horace Greeley High School, Erica Rosendorf. And Erica, with this award, obviously, you know, comes the academic side of things as well. And yeah, you've got that pretty well covered, you know, with a summa cum laude and attached to a 4.0. But you got some AP classes, a bunch of them, calculus, physics, Spanish, U.S. government and politics, and studio art, as well as a senior English seminar. And I got to say, that's a really diverse set of classes. So of all your classwork, what is it that strikes your fancy most? Which one do you look forward to going to the most?
Surprisingly, I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I do, but it's AP calculus. I really enjoy doing math. Like, I will literally go home and I'll be like, okay, let me go do some math. I look forward to it. And I definitely want to take that with me into college and hopefully a future.
All right. And I'm sure there was a point earlier in your life where you never thought you would say the words, I look forward to going home and doing math.
Yeah.
So, well, that answers my I usually follow with a second question that said, is there any class that has surprised you that, you know, that you like more than you thought you would? And there you go. You've answered that. And you've also answered my next question as to what you might be considering when you go to college. Stop doing my job for me, will you? Now, I also see that you are very active in the Bronx Lacrosse Club, and that is your co-president. And that's devoted to what? Raising funds for New York City students to learn about lacrosse. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a specific program in the Bronx. But there's a bunch of different events we do. We actually have an event coming up at our school that we did last year, and it's a mix of Greeley youth lacrosse players and Bronx lacrosse students. And it's a day of like games and a bunch of fun, and we raise money, and it's a great opportunity.
So how long have you been part of that club?
Well, I began helping out when I was in eighth grade, actually, and specifically in COVID, I did stuff like I did virtual like tutoring and teaching lacrosse during those rough times. And I've kind of just taken it with me and continued it on till now.
Okay. And I also see that you're an executive of the Girls by Girls Club. What do you all do there?
So it's a small club at our school, and it's basically just a safe space for girls and people to meet each other, to make new friends, and also just to like talk about your problems where nothing leaves the room that's said, and it's just a comfortable space. And once you see these people in the hallways, like maybe it's this freshman I never thought I'd speak to, I say hi, we do things together out of school. It's just a really comfortable place.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you know, it's so important that everybody does have to be able to feel included, like that freshman, you know, who does get that hello from you. I mean, that's got to be huge. And now, is this something fairly new? Was this kind of thing available to you when you were first starting out, when you were a freshman?
Well, I was not a part of the club. I think it's recently new, about 2 years ago. And I joined during COVID, like right after it, as one of my friends was in it and said, like, this was a great place for me during that time, and I think you should join. And I'm so glad I did.
I'm sure it's a very welcome, very comforting spot. So I'm glad you all have someplace like that. And one other thing here, interested to hear about this business of yours called Teen Agency. What do you do there?
So my brother used to own it, and he passed it down to me. And it's basically anything, anyone can reach out. I do any kind of task. Sometimes I do it myself, or I reach out to my friends to help out. And I do like feeding animals and pets, babysitting. One time I had to water plants. It could be something as simple as like, oh, I have to move this really heavy table. Can you get a truck of someone to help me? And also the proceeds, we take 10% and we give it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is also a club that I'm a part of at my school.
Oh, that's great. I mean, and that's, I mean, that really is definitely some important community involvement. So now what are you going to do with this particular, with Teen Agency when you move forward to Georgetown?
I plan to pass it to another underclassman and hopefully just keep it going and moving. Like my brother also had got it from someone older. So I hope that it continues to pass through.
Oh, I hope so as well. I hope so as well. So now, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Erica, what would you like to add here at the end for Erica, especially now that she's going to be heading off to Georgetown?
I think that as a lacrosse player, she does an absolutely phenomenal job. And that's just one of the small parts of what she does. When you hear her speak, she's involved in so many wonderful things and really just helping others. So I'm excited for the rest of this year to keep coaching her. But I think even watching her in the future, like the sky is the limit. And I know she will do excellent at Georgetown, not only on the field, but in the classroom with her peers, everything she does. So I really am just excited to watch her keep going. And yeah, it's fun.
Yes, I'm sure it is fun. And Erica, I have a feeling you're going to do very well when you get there to Georgetown. So good luck to you and good luck to both of you and the team when it comes to the rest of this lacrosse season.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So listen, again, Erica, congratulations on the award. Like I mentioned earlier, very well deserved, and even more so now that I've had a chance to talk to you. And Coach, it was very nice meeting you as well. And for Horace Greeley High School's Erica Rosendorf, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.